And let's get into the intimate details that are going on with Donald Trump. The New York Attorney General Letitia James is suing him, the Trump Organization, and three of his adult children for allegedly widespread fraud. This is involving false financial statements related to his company. The lawsuit seeking at least $250 million in damages.
This is fascinating because we are so political now in our country. Letitia James is the attorney general for the state of New York. So this is not a criminal charge. This is, I guess, what you'd call a civil charge. And we are so political now, and she is such a radical left-wing lunatic, that this is the first time in the history of ever in which they are alleging a crime or a or some miscarriage of justice happened, I guess you would say, without a victim. There is no victim.
Nobody's saying, hey, you owe us money.
This is not American Greed, where in which you will say the person lied about who they were and their worth and was forging bank documents and left investors holding the bag with millions of dollars. There is no bank or lending institution or financial group who is alleging Donald Trump has failed to repay a single penny of anything. There is no crime here. There is no anybody has been harmed here. There is nobody shouting, waving their hands, going, we were betrayed and our investors are penniless and have lost their homes. There it's the first time in the history of ever that they have gone to the ends of the earth to try to find some wrongdoing in which no one alleges that they were harmed. It's fascinating.
So she is the woman who said that she would stop at nothing to go after Trump. It's a 220-page civil lawsuit. It seeks to permanently bar him, Don Jr., Eric, and Ivanka from serving as an officer of a company in New York ever again. She is also trying to permanently prohibit him from having a business in New York State. And one of the things about this lawsuit is that she is saying that he overvalued Mar-a-Lago.
Okay, so when Trump ran for president, this is what's fascinating. Remember when Trump, when he first declared he was running for president, every person who runs for president has to fill out a financial disclosure form. And it came to light at that time, you know, when Trump was doing the whole, I'm rich, I'm really rich, I'm whatever, haha, funny. Much of Trump's worth in his eyes, and this is very open for debate and discussion, is based on what he values his name at. And this came out, you know, this has been 7 years ago now or whatever it was when he was running for president, that his net worth will fluctuate based on the value of the Trump brand and the Trump name. So, for example, Trump, and rightfully so, when he was a candidate for president, said, I am the lead story on every major news organization in this country every single day. There is no person whose name is more valuable than mine right now. So in terms of what I will license buildings for or steaks for or wines for or whatever, the value of that I target right now, I can't remember what the number was. I think he said, you know, basically his net worth was $8 billion. And people were saying, oh, he's lying about how rich he is. He's only actually worth $1 billion. It doesn't matter. I mean, I guess you could say he's wrong in the valuation of stuff. Okay, but what? What are we investigating here? If no one has been harmed by any of this, why are we investigating? What are we investigating? So he says the property is worth, you know, $50 million. I'm just making it things up here. And the government says it's worth $20 million. Okay. So what? Like,
yeah, well, she's claiming that that is fraud.
Okay. But this will be the first time in the history, because they're trying to get a criminal, the attorney general's not a criminal prosecutor, but they are trying to lead this down a path in which there's a criminal prosecution. It will be the first time in the history of ever that there is no person alleging that they have been harmed and the government will go after them. There is no victim here.
It's intrinsic value.
Right.
It's non-tangible.
Like, okay, the part of the thing with Mar-a-Lago is what he's alleging it could be developed for. That's part of where she's saying that is not his his evaluation of Mar-a-Lago is totally off base. Okay, he's alleging that it could be developed down the road for whatever it is, the residential development, whatever, I can't remember exactly what it is. And the CNBC article says, well, the attorney general says that's highly unlikely that could ever happen given these parameters. okay, we act like the people who are at these lending institutions. Donald Trump deals with some of the largest, most robust, most staffed lending institutions in the entire world. It's the same argument they made with the IRS. Well, he must be hiding something. He must be... The IRS comes after this guy every single year, and they've never in the history have ever been able to get anything on him. There is a team of people who, I promise you, every single year look to get Donald Trump, and they can't do it. They audit him every single year. They can't do it. We're to believe, you know, whoever it is, Wells Fargo or whoever, these groups the size of Wells Fargo, Goldman Sachs, whoever, just go, we were totally snowed. We didn't investigate Mar-a-Lago at all when we gave him this loan. Mm-hmm. We didn't investigate this property or that property. Give me a break. That's what these people do. If you get a home loan, they investigate. You're my little 1,600 square foot ranch in Brownsburg. There was a team of people who investigated, is this person worthy of a loan? It just blows my mind that they act like all these giganto financial behemoths are the little sisters of the poor, and they're not alleging they've been harmed at all.
So he's saying that Mar-a-Lago is valued at $739 million, and Letitia James, the New York Attorney General, is saying, no, it's really only about $75 million. So... He can say, because I'm Donald Trump, it's my place, I say it's valued at this much because my name is attached to it and my name is worth this much, in my opinion. If the bank goes along with it and says, yeah, we agree with that, then what's the problem?
Okay, we've got, Trump has responded. We've got to talk about that. We've got a new big announcement for the show for everyone. We think people are going to love this. So why don't we take a break and then we'll get into that.
All right, it's coming up from 93 WIBC. Good morning.